Hey everyone, Podcast Paul here. Wanted to jump on real quick before we get into the episode with the coach to just give a thank you. Thank you everyone out there for being on this journey to June with just two Mervs talking hoops. We've been having a lot of fun so far. We're right at that midpoint in the season. Next month's the All-Star break. And we're definitely at that point where it's, we got to just get through. Got to get through to get to those playoffs. But today, we have a lot to talk about because those Celtics, no more kryptonite for them as they finally beat the Golden State Warriors. So without further ado, let's talk some hoops. Just two Mervs talking hoops, episode 4, coach. We made it to the midway point. We are here. And hey, man, no more kryptonite for these C's, huh? How's it feel?
Feels good, baby. What's cracking out there? How are we doing?
Man. The journey to June. I got to be honest.
Happy New Year, bro.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Last time we were on here, it was Christmas, right?
That's right.
The Christmas pod.
Yep.
Robert Williams just got back. We'll get to that in a second.
That's right.
Happy New Year. And then the game after their New Year's Day, they lost to Denver. And I think they lost to Oklahoma City, right? Like one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah.
And they lost by like, they gave up like 150 points and it was just awful. But then they haven't lost since. Yeah. But back to the kryptonite thing. What did we say in the last pod? They're kryptonite.
Golden State.
Golden State can't get over the hump. And that's why we're here, right? They finally.
They got over the hump, but it was ugly, like you said. Good gravy.
Yeah.
Thank you, refs.
Thank you, refs. But you know what?
All that, all those, there was like numerous articles on that. Ugh.
Well, a couple things on that. So back to the midway point, the journey to June, right? That's what we're on here for this podcast. It's a journey. It's a long journey. And we're at that point in the journey. It's January. It's dark out there. Right? It's tough to get through. So we get up for these Golden State Warriors. These are big matchups, but you got to expect like they're going to trudge along. But for them to have 17, that's right, count them, 17 turnovers and still win the game.
Yep.
Don't want that to be a trend because we know with the coach, those are two of his things. Turnovers being over what, 12? You don't like over 12. Is that the number?
Never over a dozen, dude.
There you go. Never over a dozen. And then rebounds. That's where they were good. They like dominated them on the boards.
Number one thing in all of sports, protect the ball.
Yep.
Protect your house. That's it, dude. This is the first time in history, by the way, just two Mervs talking hoops. We're having a pod while the game's on.
Okay.
It's 84-85.
Okay, hold on.
Fourth quarter, dude. Okay. Celtics versus Toronto.
So before, full disclosure, everybody out there, before we got on the pod, I'm all getting excited. Talk a little. Celtics finally beat the Warriors. But at the same time, you know, we're just kind of trudging along. It's the middle of the season. How are we going to get up for anything? And really, at this point, it's all about health. That's what I was going to talk about. This is going to be my major topic is as long as we stay healthy. Because back to the Golden State game, the turnovers were a problem. You just said they won ugly. But they don't have size with the Warriors. We now have size because Robert Williams, he's the key.
What is the stat? The Warriors are puny.
That's what I'm saying. The Warriors are puny. We have size. Sorry, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
And I think you gave me the stat. Before the Warriors game, that the Celtics are what, 17-2 in their last, right?
When 17 and 2 in their last 19 games. Well, the Time Lord started
25-2.
Yeah.
So now that he's back in shape, we know he's the reason we're going to either make it to June all the way and win this thing or not. And here I am all happy, and you have to give me the news that in this game, so this is the first time on the pod we decide to get on during a game.
Yeah.
And he got hurt.
Yeah, I watched it happen. It was a hyperextended his left knee, which he got surgery on, and it didn't look that bad. So that's fine. And then Marcus Smart
Okay.
sprained his ankle, his right ankle.
Okay.
Big deal. I saw that too. Minor sprain. He'll be back in
But that's the story,
2 weeks.
right? Like, it's health, man.
It's always that injury prevention, number one.
I mean, look at the Brooklyn Nets. That's what I thought the story was going to be getting on this pod, because back to when we were last on here, we didn't even bring up the Brooklyn Nets. They had won like 11 in a row and it moved from the 6 seed to the 2 seed. They were like a half a game out. It looked like they were going to overtake us for the 1 seed, and then Durant got hurt. And I thought we were going to do this whole thing and who's the better duos, JT, JB, or Kyrie and Durant. And he's hurt. And look at the Nets now. Where are they? 7 games out?
They're
Six
right there.
games
Yeah,
out?
they've been climbing. They've been
Yeah, but
climbing.
they're 6 games out. They were a half a game out.
Let me check the, real quick. I got the
I can
standings.
tell you right now, it's Celtics four and a half up over the Bucks and the Sixers, who have the same record.
That's right.
And then followed by the Nets and then the Cavs.
Nice. Good gravy. Right off the top of the
Hey, it's
skull. Look at that.
Podcast Paul.
Paul Skull, dude. Wow. Yep. That should be a ding, ding, ding. There should be bells should
We'll
go
get
off for
there.
that.
We're gonna have a good second half of
That's
the
what the
pod.
Nets are 28, 28 and 17. They got 28 wins. So are the Cavs, but they have 19 losses. 28 wins with the Cavs. Yeah, we got 34 wins, man. Best record in the NBA. 34 and 12.
Best team in the
About to get
NBA.
nine wins with the pod spirit of the pod. They better win tonight. But I don't care with all these injuries. Grant Williams is lighting it up. Malcolm's lighting it up. Jaylen will take over.
So again, back to when we were last on that great Bucks win and then them losing to Denver. Because remember, we're like, oh, the big Joker matchup. They got killed by Denver. Then they lost to Oklahoma City. Like that was like the worst part of the season, it felt at the time. They lost by like 40 points. They didn't play any defense. But again, they haven't lost since. Right?
No, nope. This will
But
be
so
nine.
then I'm looking and they're surging. They're going from the Nets being a half a game out, looking like the Nets are going to overtake them, to just taking off in the East, where we're up 4.5 games. But did you see the power poll? I forget who puts this thing out. So even with the Celtics on this
Number
eight
one.
game winning streak, the best record in the NBA, they still had Denver number one over the
Well, which
Celtics.
po no, I looked.
Just the other day.
There's a few. Oh, days did that. The other day it was their number one. Dude, Denver's nice, dude. They got the big guy, the Joker.
But you know what?
What a race between the for the MVP for JT him. And dude, don't just talk. And Joel, man, he's balling, dude. So we'll talk about that if you want to. Joel.
We're going to save that because we are going to have a 76ers pod episode
Yeah.
five. I know that I promised the listeners that we'd have a guest on episode four. Sorry. They're coming. We wanted one more, just me and the coach. We're going to do our all-star break special. We'll get on a 76ers fan because I feel like the Sixers are, I mean, right now they're in that two spot with the Bucks. But to your point, we're not talking enough about Embiid. So we'll get his take. And then the Warriors. We'll have our good Warriors friend, East Bay Eli. He'll get on. We don't want him on now.
Nice. Yeah.
Because by then, you know, the
It's
Warriors are
time.
probably going to be in
He
that
didn't
three
want to
spot.
go on now because he lost. That's why. Bye. You lose, East Bay.
Kryptonite is over.
And you know what? And then where's the JT? He said they were focusing too much on trying to make up for losing in the finals last month's meeting with the Warriors. And he said they had a meeting the morning before the game that's in the past. And today is what counts before the game, the Golden State game. It's all about the present. Putting the past behind us. I love that. And it was a pretty exciting game, man. JT hitting that three, going to overtime. The calls are off, but who cares? That's the NBA. You get that
The
all
end was a little scary though, right?
the
You even texted me. You're like,
time. Oh,
kryptonite
man.
over. You did that a little early, right?
I almost jinxed us. Good
They start
gravy.
throwing the
We
ball
were
all
up
over the
eight
place.
points with like a minute left or something. And then, like, yep. And then they.
Yeah, but look what happened in the first half when they turned the ball over and Curry lifts up that three from half court.
Good God.
I mean, you get a turnover with those guys, you're probably going to get a three-pointer.
Yep.
Yeah.
How about to Joe Mazzulla, dude? First pod, I told you he's going to be coach of the year, man. I told you. Wait, I need a snippet if that happens. Way before this they started winning, I was like, Mazzulla's going to come out swinging, dude. He's killing it. He's doing great.
Back to the Warriors, though.
Yeah.
Draymond.
Oh, yeah, your buddy, man.
How dare he?
You made peace with him. That's why I won.
Did you see he almost suffocated poor Deuce?
Oh, man.
How dare you run up to that little boy and put that towel on his face after the game like that? Shake him around. Come on, Draymond. Oh, Uncle, they're calling him Uncle Dre. Get out of here.
They like him. All the guys
JT's like best friends with the guy.
They're not best friends, but they all respect
him. Deuce was giggling with him. Oh, Uncle Dre.
Yeah. He just plays.
Did you see the play of the game, though? With Draymond?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The cornet. Oh,
yeah.
The cornet contest.
The cornet contest.
Did you see that?
Testing course.
Draymond is going up for the three. He's going up for the three, wide open. Cornet is like at the foul line, jumps up. The cornet, it's for people that don't know. Cornet, lovely man. Our lovely backup big man, Cornet. He's going to have his own corner.
He'll be in the corner.
Instead of like going up to the shooter, like most defenders do at the three-point line and get in their face, not Cornet. No. He goes to the foul line and just jumps up straight up.
Well, yeah.
With his hands way up in the air.
Anybody that's shooting.
And he scares people.
No, well, it's a Cornet contesting because he blocks the rim because he's 7'2". So he does the jump up and puts his hands up. He's blocking the sight. There's a few things he's doing. He's playing a little D, but it's the blocking, visual blocking of the rim, because he gets so much height. Yeah. The percentage of it, they've done it. It's like high. People don't shoot. They miss a lot when he does.
Everybody, YouTube it right now. Go out, Draymond Cornet contest, because you'll see this shot that went up. He was wide open too. It was the worst brick I've ever seen. And you see Cornet just going straight up. Yeah, it worked.
Draymond's got an ugly shot anyways, though.
Yeah, Draymond.
Yeah, dude. So that was a big game. We pulled that one off. There's that kryptonite. See you later. We needed that for their belt.
And I don't want to get on this podcast here and say, okay,
notch on the belt.
They got through that. They got over that hurdle. Now we just got to get ready for the playoffs, because that would not go with the theme of this podcast. No. Because right now you and I are going to turn to the ticket and the truth. That's right. I was listening to the ticket and the truth.
All right. I gotta
the ticket goes, how about those C's, truth? You know what they said? What Doc said to the team back in 08. Don't sit back in your laurels. Just get ready for the playoffs. Wrong. It's a regular season. You treat every practice like it means something. You put up those extra shots. These games matter.
Nice.
Get that one seed.
I
love that mentality, and I hope they have that, because it isn't. I know as fans right now, we're like, that was a big game. Now let's get to the playoffs. No. We got to see more from this team. There's more to see. There's more to come.
There is. And these injuries, I think, are helping out. Little update of the game, the present game right now.
Oh, real time. This is a first. J.T. Murray talking hoops.
25 points for Grant Williams off the bench.
What do we got? 25.
He's got 25 points right
They're
now.
They're in Toronto.
So Grant Williams is lighting it up. And Griffin's getting good points, just stripping balls and doing his thing, man. The Celtics are up 90-85.
All right.
101-93. Rolling. 5 minutes left in the fourth.
Oh, you know why? Just two Merz talking hoops.
Well, thank you.
Energy, baby.
Power the pod.
Well,
can
we do full disclosure in the Golden State Boston game, which is the one that I was looking forward to so much in the last pod? But Podcast Paul had to go skiing on the mountain. And I got off the mountain. I got a text from the coach. You see the first half? I'm like, oh, dude. But I was still driving. I'm like, you know what I got to do? ESPN radio. And the minute I turned the radio on, well, of course, the tide of the game changed. And then parked the car real quick, got out, turned it on just in time for the JB3 to tie it.
Hey, overtime. Just in time, baby. They're shooting well now, 53, almost 54% from the field. Threes are
But that's okay. They're winning. I'm loving that. Because remember, in the beginning of the year, that's what it was all about. Remember my super take? My super take's out the window, by the way. Bye-bye, super take.
Gone.
They're not offensive first. They're back to defense, baby. That's why they're winning.
Always. They're Jaylen Brown's got 27. Malcolm is probably the biggest reason why he's got 21 points tonight. He's such the X factor on this team. Number one. Grant is, like I said, 25. Peyton got in there, has dropped 9. Luke Cornett's corner, man. He'll get his corner soon. He's got some boards. But yeah, they're looking good. They got an 8-point lead, 5 minutes plus left. So there's your update.
All right. Well, I guess we got to stay on. So there's 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to do the rest of this podcast. We got to stay on until the game ends.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just stop this podcast as the game's still going on.
Absolutely not.
But I think it's time for a break.
All right.
Take a little break.
Break time.
You know why it's time for a break?
Why?
It's time to announce and talk about our first affiliate partner. So let me go ahead and do that, and we'll be right back.
Ah, cool.
If you're really into podcasts like I am, and have thought at times like, you know, I'm listening to these great podcasts, I could also do this. I could get on here and get my voice heard. But where do I start? How do I do a podcast, right? Well, fret no more, because the answer is Buzzsprout. They can make podcasting easy, inexpensive, and it's a fun way to expand your reach online. And Buzzsprout, it's hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. And they'll get your show online and listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. And it'll happen within minutes of finishing your recording. You know, again, podcasting, it's not hard. Look at me and the coach. We've been doing this. We're having fun. But you got to find the right partners. And the team at Buzzsprout, they're passionate about helping you succeed. So when I join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get your message out to the world, all you need to do, follow the link in the show notes. In our show notes right here, let Buzzsprout know we sent you, and they're going to give you a $20 credit. It's going to be on that second paid invoice, a $20 credit if you sign up for a paid plan, and it's going to help support our show. Buzzsprout, the easy, fun way to start your podcast. All right, Coach, we are back. I think it's time for a little quiz. Second half, right?
All right, let's do it, baby.
What do you think, man?
Second half. Break over. Are you ready for the NBA Stat Leaders 2023? Ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Who are the top, if you can name the top five point leaders, scoring leaders right now in the NBA?
Oh, top five scoring leaders in the NBA? I'm loving this quiz. I'm going to ace. I'm ready to ace.
Ready? Number one.
Would be,
yeah,
scoring leaders, like total points
in order, five
total
in
points
order. Total points per game.
Luka Doncic.
Ding ding ding. One. Can you name
Jason
the
Tatum?
He's number three.
I'm not going to say this guy's name right, but he's with Oklahoma City. Gilbert Gilchrist something or other.
Shay, you mean?
Yeah. What's his name?
Shea Gilgeous.
Yeah, there we go. That's good enough,
Alexander.
Right?
Yeah, Shea.
Number two, right?
Just call him Shea, dude. S-H-A.
All right, Shea. He's number two?
He's number five, bro.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
but it's all right. You're nailing him, though. You're just not in order.
So, but Luke is number one.
That's right. With 33.7 points per game. Absolute. Maybe he's the best scorer I've ever seen, dude. Like, maybe even better than Larry's at such a points. That's hard to say. but he's that good. And he has like no supporting staff. It's sad. If he just had like a little bit of help, oh my gosh, dude. This guy is the future. They need a trade. Talk about trade deadline. We don't need it. I don't even want to go there because we're fine. I don't want anything. We don't need anything. So I hope they don't do anything with the trade deadline. Yeah. Crazy. But
so number two, I'm going to say Luka, is.
And then.
God, yeah. It can't be because he got hurt, but I'm going to say it anyway. Kevin Durant?
Wrong.
I know. Wait, I got to get this. Come on.
That's strike one.
Oh, Donovan Mitchell.
Strike two. Three and you're out.
Oh, man.
You ready? They're obvious, dude. Big name.
No, I'm going to get this.
I just gave you huge clues.
Ah. What's wrong with me? I was going to ace fun. This. Well, Jason Tatum's on there. Luka's on
number
there.
Number three.
Shea's on there. So Shea's I'm missing number two five. Of them.
So you're missing two and four.
LeBron?
That right. Dude. No. It's all. Come on. Joel Embiid, number two.
John Morant. Yeah. John Morant.
No, Don, wow. You're done.
Joel Embiid.
You struck
okay.
out.
Okay. Yeah,
Joel Embiid
out.
With
okay.
the second 33.6.
Wow.
Right there. Almost.
All right. We're getting him on the next pod. We're going to do a little Embiid, Nino 76ers. Dude.
Jason
time.
Tatum with 31.2. And the Greek, dude.
Oh, what's wrong with me?
Yes. Big names.
Man. I was picking on the Greek.
It's been a while. We don't talk about them much. Yeah. 31 points per game, and then Shea with 30.
Wow.
Those are the offensive leaders in scoring points. The assists. What?
Yeah. Okay. I'm ready.
You want to go for, this is tough.
Ooh, assists is going to be.
If you can get three out of five, then.
Three out of five is good. All right. Yeah. Number one, Haliburton.
That's ding, ding, ding. You should win.
Just bang.
How did you know that?
Because I know Haliburton, the guy throws that ball all over the place, behind the back, here, there. I've seen them play in the Pacers.
10.2.
What's his first name? Tyler? Is it Tyler? Yeah.
Tyler Haliburton.
All right, so he's number one. Number two on assists would be.
I love this one.
Man. Someone on the Pelicans, maybe. Brandon Ingram?
No, he's not on the top five, but. I just got to give you two.
Hold on. I got to get three out of five here. Let's go back.
You don't have to be number two either. Just think of other names.
Mike Conley?
No, strike two. Mike Conley is in the NBA anymore.
Kyrie. No, he's not passing the ball. What's wrong with that? Never passes the ball.
Number, you lose, dude.
No. One more. Joker.
That's right, dude. Joker. Number two, ding, ding, ding.
All right.
Number two, 9.9 assists.
Yeah.
Talk about the best big man passing NBA. Yeah. It's no joke. He's a second assist. Trae Young, Atlanta for third.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Luka, dude.
Wow. And he's passing.
Dude, he's.
Well, he's got to give it to somebody. He can't score everything. That's right.
Left and right. That's right. That's right. All, dude.
Wow. Almost, yeah. Luka and the Joker.
He almost is averaging a double double.
Yeah,
he's averaging 33.7 and 8.8 assists, and then D Garland from Cleveland. Cleveland's Garland.
All right.
Three pointers made. Yeah.
Made.
Yeah.
Per game. Is it still Steph even when he's hurt?
Yeah, ding, ding, ding. Of course it is. Almost
he's still number. He's number one being out after number like six. One. Wow.
4.9 a game.
Okay.
And guess right behind him, Clay.
Clay's right now?
Two best shooters in the league on the same team. It's like,
wow.
Jordan Pippen, dude.
Wow.
That's why.
Are you sure this is real time?
This is real time.
2 years
dude.
Ago? Wow.
This is now.
All right.
Yeah, man. It's Clay Thompson, 4.1. You know them too.
Yeah.
Lonzo. I love Ball, man.
Ball? He's not even playing right now.
He had four. You know, this is.
I think you're looking
true.
At last year.
No, I'm not. This is 22 to 23. He still has that average. He's all out, right. But he still got the average. No, this is now, man.
All right.
Current ESPN. Current.
Okay. All right.
So Lonzo Ball, Damian Lillard, and B. Healed, Indiana.
Cool.
All right. Now we go, dude. This is what bothers me, man. Defensive leaders, rebounds. No Boston player to be found in the top 20. Blocks. No Boston player to be found in the top 20. Steals. Marcus Smart, like 17th.
Oh, yeah.
So we got nothing.
Dude, that's right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we got to, anyways.
Well, I know who's number one in blocks. It's the dude from the Nets. I forgot his name, though.
No. No, oh. Not even in top five.
Oh.
Oh, wait, no, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
What's his name?
No, you're right. You're 100% right. I was looking at this
guy with the,
I was
from
looking
the Nets.
At rebounds.
The hell's his name? Yeah, Claxton. Yep.
He's number one. He's almost got three blocks a game.
Yeah.
Brooke Lopez, Miles Turner, our guy from Indiana that we wanted, remember?
Yeah.
Kessler from Utah in the Knicks, Robinson. Now, the rebounds, what I care about the most. Who's got the most rebounds per game?
The Greek.
Second.
Joel's number one.
Nope.
Joker.
Sabonis.
Wow. Sacramento. Hello.
Joel doesn't even have is in the top five.
Can we just stop right there on rebounds for a second? Because you love rebounds. So back to the Warriors
number
game.
Number one.
Because we want to talk about it was ugly. And the question we didn't get to is, you know, they're actually Tatum's kryptonite.
And that's enough for the quiz. I mean, that's good. That's good.
That's
quiz,
it?
Quiz over, dude. Yeah.
Well, no, I want to stay on the rebounds.
That's what I'm saying. Just talk about
that's it. Okay. End of the quiz. But it's a good segue back into the, you know, the Warriors and Tatum's kryptonite and da-da-da-da-do.
Yeah.
And even though they won the game, you know, you could argue he didn't really play great. He had three friggin' turnovers in the fourth quarter. However, he had a season leading 19 rebounds, dude. He had 19 rebounds, Tatum, in the game.
I know. He's actually up there in
rebounds. That's pretty good. I think I'll take those stats.
He's up there in rebounds. No, he's been ripping boards this year.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, you know.
And that's the thing, right? Like with the quiz, we talk about most points and, you know, average points a game and Tatum's up there and MVP. What really makes you an MVP is how you find other ways to impact the game other than just scoring. And that's what he's doing this year. He's finding other guys. He's rebounding. He's passing the ball. He's doing more free throws than he's ever had. He's going to the hoop stronger.
Yeah, he's stronger.
Right?
Strong.
He's not just jacking up threes.
Nope. Good assists. Assists are up there.
Yeah.
He's near those triple doubles, man. Yep. Do you remember the last quiz? Who has the most rebounds of all time in a game? Who did
Wilt.
It?
Wilt the Stilt, man.
That's right. Do you remember how many he had?
Oh, God. Yeah. We went through this too. 70.
No, that's a lot.
That would be a lot.
55.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's crazy, dude.
I'm gonna steal something. Yeah. So we were supposed to have a guest, and he was going to have a super take. And we might hear from him again in a couple episodes, but I'm going to ruin it for him. You know what his take is?
What?
Jaylen Brown. Better than Jason Tatum.
I like that take. It's not true. But he's
you know what? He's a Cal guy.
No, but
he's East Bay Eli, not to give him out here a little bit.
Like,
Jaylen went to Cal.
That's a great debate. You just look at the pros and cons and their strengths and weaknesses. JB's stronger, period. He's a beast. So physicality, he takes that. Talent, JT takes all the way, right?
Yep.
That's as simple as that. Finesse.
Quick update. Celtics 106, Raptors 104, 3.8 seconds left.
Yeah, we're good, dude.
No.
We're up.
We're only up by two with seconds.
6 seconds. It's 6 seconds left. 106 to 104. I got 6 seconds left. I'm in the East Coast, dude.
Wait. I have 3.8.
Oh. Okay, you're good. Oh, yeah,
Celtics,
it's West Coast.
Full timeout.
West Coast.
We got the ball, though. Man, sorry. This is great. This is a first time on Just Two Mervs Talking
Hoops. Right now.
You're either going to be a happy Mervs.
I'm putting it on stream. I'm streaming it.
Oh, man. What happened? I thought we were cruising.
We are.
Actually, we were. We're on in the fourth quarter. It's 25-19.
Let's see what we got for turnovers here. 14 turnovers.
That's fine.
Tied for rebounds. Yeah. 45% from three. That's pretty good.
Their percentages were high with shooting. Stream. Here we go. Stream on.
27 points for Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, look at Grant's points.
Brogdon with 23. That, you know, that everyone out there, like, I know that the coach hit on it a little bit earlier, and he's going to bring in the live stream here in a second. But the reason why the Celtics have been winning.
There we go.
Oh, here it is.
Sorry,
here it is.
Paul.
Put it up. I can't hear it. What happened? There it is.
3.8 seconds to go. No timeouts. Grant Williams is fouled. Offensive foul on Grant Williams. We had the ball to put it away. Offensive foul goes back to Toronto. Toronto has possession. 106-104. Toronto has the ball. It's 3.8 seconds left. They're inbounding.
Wow. Play-by-play by the coach.
Play-by-play by Coach Murray. They're at half court. On a steal by Horford. Game. Wow.
That is some excitement. On just two Mervs talking hoops. Yeah.
You're welcome, folks. Bang. And Horford just ran right. He stole the ball and he ran right through and right down the alley and right into the locker room.
So let's get this straight.
Wow.
Let's get this straight, everybody. We got on here because when Jason Tatum takes the day off, we take the day off. That's why we weren't watching. So yeah. No Jason Tatum. We heard from the coach that Marcus got hurt. We heard from the coach that Robert Williams III, our guy, the Time Lord, got hurt. No problem. No problem. The depth on this team, and back to what I was going to say before your play-by-play, Malcolm Brogdon. This guy, when we were slumping back in early December, when everybody was down on the green and they lost those games, guess who wasn't playing well? Malcolm Brogdon.
That's right.
This guy has stepped up, man. I mean, he put up 23 points. If he's scoring more than 20 points, we win the game. And he does more than that. It's more than the points.
Dude,
but
great. He does. Wow. Smart player.
Wow.
Dude, another gutty win for the Celtics for nine in a row, baby.
When you gave me that news that all those guys were going down, no JT, I just figured this is a loss. No, this team doesn't lose.
62 points from the bench. That's a championship team.
This team doesn't lose.
Peyton downtown lighting it up. Dude, we have the best bench too. We're good. We just got there. Those are little minor injuries. They're going to be fine.
Time so, was that nine in a row?
Nine in a row, dude.
Wow. That's their longest winning streak of the year.
And there's one more. Dude, this is it. We're good.
Hey, this journey to June is a lot of fun, huh? Here we are, episode 4. We're up now five games.
Yeah,
let's get the standings now.
It's gonna be 5.5 now. We're up 4.
Like, is Milwaukee losing? They're playing too, right?
Yeah,
let's check it out. Oh, they're playing tonight. Oh, Bucks, Cavs. So we'll see how that game goes. We're either gonna be 4.5 or 5.5 at the midpoint of the season. It's great. I mean, we got to get some updates. I mean, we'll find out. We're on the podcast next time,
and
hopefully these guys are okay.
Back to defense.
Williams, though, dude. Like, I hope it's not that bad because
we can
sing their praises all.
It was just a little hyperextension. He's fine. And so is Marcus. A little sprained ankle. It's not.
All right.
And we didn't talk about our one good defensive player on the team, our little big man. Who's our little big man with all the blocks? You don't know?
Wait, our little big man with all the blocks.
Derek White has been blocking everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
The troll.
He's blocking. He doesn't have the troll here.
No. He's traded destiny.
He's the traded destiny.
Yeah.
But like Derek White's been blocking. He has the most blocks for a guard. He's like actually like in the top 20, 30.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's huge. So he's been playing big D. He has the most blocks on the team. He's more than anybody else. So.
Well, I think, Coach, you know, after that quiz when we went a little deep in with Joel Embiid, we need to know a little bit more about these Sixers because we know about the Bucks. We've seen them. We know until Chris Middleton gets back, we've already talked about it. Not worried about them. But I'm a, you know, we saw the Sixers in game one, episode one, but that was a long time ago. I think it's time we get a Philadelphia expert in here to talk about the Sixers.
Nino!
I think it's time. We got to call in Nino, man.
Nino!
And it'll be great, too, because 1 month from today. Wait, sorry, not today. What's today? Today's the 21st, almost a month. On the 19th of February, it's the All-Star break. It's the All-Star game.
Yep.
So the next time we get on will probably be our All-Star weekend. I think it's a good time to get on Nino, hit on the Sixers as we, yeah, man, it'll be close. It'll be the end of February and only a couple months before the playoffs.
James Harden, Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris, dude, yep. PJ Tucker. Yep. Come on, man.
I need to know more. Like, should we be concerned? We'll learn.
And the coach, bro.
Yeah.
You know? So they got
So get cracking.
Yeah, let's talk about them because nobody else is. And we don't like that. You know what I mean? These creeping their way back.
Yep.
You know, they'll be, we'll see. They play tonight. They play late tonight, 10 against the Kings.
Awesome. That was incredible, man.
Dude, first time. Yeah.
First time on J2. That was even our plan.
No Jess way.
Tumors nothing, talking hoops planned. Live stream.
Nothing good's planned. That was beautiful. Big Al. Let's go. Retire 42 after love we it, win man. The championship. That's all I'm saying. Cool, man. That's it, dude.
Well, wrap take us up, out, man. Bro. Take us out like you always do.
Well, have nothing planned or written down, but it's pretty simple how we send you off. It's just a little peace, love, and the green machine. Number 9 is so fun. Let's get turned. See you
the
next
journey
month.
To June continues.